On the heels of the Olympics piquing our curiosity about random sports, I thought we would talk about international badminton and the world rankings. I see where, surprisingly, Pakistan is... Oh, no, what's going on here?
We thought we'd locked
it. What's going on? What are you two homos up to? That stands for Homo sapiens, of course.
Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
High five, James!
Hey.
Don't do it.
Yeah!
Chris, we're on the air right now.
Dudes, what are my guys doing?
Radio.
I've sold you guys so many commercials and that you gotta do now. And okay. I've sold you on a lot of remotes and everything. You are totes my fave show.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, man, I heard you guys talking. I had the radio on in my office and...
You have an office here?
Yeah. You guys are full of such BS, man. Dude, humans are so far away from reaching their potential.
You think so?
Most humans sit on their couch all day eating their mother's basement. In addition to being number one sales guy in persons 6+ who are men 25-54 in the hot zip of 75219. I'm also a life coach.
You are?
Did y'all not know this about me?
Oh yeah, totally.
I take personages and teach them to be their best potential.
There's a lot wrong with that sentence.
I can take a person from zero to hero in under 6 weeks.
Wow.
To be more specific, 3 days.
Well, why don't you just say 3 days?
I took a quarterback from Mississippi State. I taught him NFL. And right now, he's on the brink of signing a record-breaking contract with a non-Dallas-based NFL franchise.
Wow.
I mean, I teach people to be their best. So you guys could have had me on that segment. I could have told you all about it. Give you another example. I found a small children on the streets of Slovenia, and he was begging me for a crust of bread. And I told him, I'll do more than give you a morsel of a meal. I will teach you to fish in the form of basketball. So I taught that small child how to play America's favorite hardwood pastime. And you know what that young child is doing now? He's playing basketball in one of the biggest towns in Slovenia to crowds of dozens of onlookers.
Oh, it's not Luka?
But one day he may earn enough from basketball to buy that crust of bread he was so horny for all that time ago.
Okay.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I forgot about Luka. Yeah, he's from Slovenia,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You're such good buddies with him. I thought that's what the story was. I'm the guy to talk to
when it comes to human potential, because just look at me, man. I'm the embodiment of realized and maximized human potential.
You're modest about it.
Already this week, I have PR'd in bench press, long distance running, discus, mixed doubles tennis, high diving, base climbing, fast twitch muscles, and World of Warcraft.
Also,
sex making.
Sex making?
Oh, Craig, man, my VO2 max during menaging is still the highest on recorded record.
You're really struggling with the language this week.
I wore out two females in under 5 minutes the other night.
Oh, come on.
Oh, man, dude, it's so jet lagged.
You're jet lagged. Why would you be jet lagged, so I wonder?
Oh, I just got back from Piris. That's short for Paris.
How is that short?
It's already a short name.
I was at Olympics, and what happened was a weird deal. There were like 5 or 6 athletes that like panic called me during Olympics and said, Chris, man, I need you. I'm at Olympics, and I forgot to train to be my best.
They forgot to train.
Can you come help me? Help me, Chris. You're my only hope. And then it shorted out and then repeated. Help me, Chris. You're my only hope.
That happened in Star Wars.
So I hopped in my PJ, and stands for private jet, and then I flew myself over there to Piris, and I didn't even file a flight plan or inform all the towers and stuff, because they know when Chris One is in the air, even Air Force One is grounded.
Better,
you know what I'm saying? So I got over there and I taught like Noah Lyles, some good running techniques.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I taught him like how to lean forward when crossing the finish line. He had never thought of that before.
Huh.
Well, son of a gun.
And it worked out for him. Totally worked out, you know, and I'm pretty sure he gave me credit at the end. I haven't watched all the post-race interviews, but I taught Simone Biles how to do the balance beam and floor exercise.
How to do the balance beam.
Yeah, she had apparently never practiced on an actual floor or balance beam. So we started with that. We started with the basics. I rebuilt her routine.
Just days before she performed.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Steph Curry, I worked with him on some proven shot techniques.
You taught the greatest shooter ever how to shoot.
I mean, dude, I was doing it all over there. And I think I won like, I don't know, 14 gold medals.
You won them.
Well, I mean, I shared it with the athletes. I mean, I want to give them some credit, too. Junior over here is so selfish. He's thinking, oh, I'm going to claim them all for myself. No, I shared them with the athletes.
Right. Yeah. Sure.
I was very, very tasteful like that.
That's great.
Yeah. I tell you what, man, you guys should come down to my corner office. We're having champagne at 11 a.m. to celebrate my millionth sale of the week.
millionth sale of the week, and it's Tuesday.
You don't have a corner office.
Yeah, I know for a fact you don't have a corner office because K. Rach, your buddy from sales.
Oh, yeah, he's my dealer, yeah.
Told me that not only do you not even have a cubicle up here anymore, that you're officing out of a cardboard box down on the plaza and that you're about to get fired.
Oh, God, I'm a victim of budget cuts!
A victim of budget cuts.
Because he never makes budget.
Ryan, how does he look?
It's not looking great. The glass may have cut up his Eiffel Tower.
Oh, no.
My penis is bleeding.
Oh, you're right, Ryan. Yep.
Good thing I put a tarp down.
Good.
That's fake.
You may want to kick him.
Yeah, give him a little kick.
All right, here we go.
I'm back, you MFN!
Amazing! So maniacal.
There he goes, Chris from sales.